Hello, I'm Liz and I'm here with
Sarah,
and how old are your children?
I've got a boy who's 7 and a girl who is 4.
A girl who's 4. Does she know her own mind?
Very much so.
I'm asking that because I've just watched her playing.
Yes, she very much knows her own mind.
And she's quite independent.
Very independent.
She looks like she's having a lovely time here.
Yeah.
What's she playing with? Go on. You're all right. No, sorry. Tell us what she's playing with.
She's playing with a globe. Her brother has a globe, but it's a globe light, which he looks at every night before he goes to bed. And she's not normally allowed to touch it, which is probably why she's
enjoying the globe.
Yeah, globes are great because they can teach children lots of different skills. First of all, it's the colouring and the fun for the younger kids. As they grow older, you can talk about different cultures, different habitats, time zones, all the sorts of... You get quite a lot of maths, literacy, numeracy, as well as sort of an understanding of the world.
But they have no idea that they're learning about that.
No. That's the beauty of play, is kids learn so much through play, and they haven't got a clue that it's learning. They're just having fun. But it's the best way to learn.
And what's on the Christmas card list? Christmas present list, sorry.
Playmobil. My son is really into Playmobil. He has been for a while, but he now, it's like stop time animation. He has things very much, it's like a scene from a film.
Wow.
He does. So he sets up, does not like the little sister coming in and moving things, because to him, he's reenacted something.
So he's very serious with his play.
Very serious with his play. And it's very much small world. This is what's happening.
Really good for kids. You said he's 7.
He's 7, but he's been like that since he was little, really.
But it's really good for boys especially to have that kind of concentration and perseverance, because a lot of kids, there's increasing incidence of ADHD and even sort of borderline concentration problems with a lot of the overstimulation and everything you get now. Right. So kids that can sit and concentrate and persevere at stuff stand them in really good stead for things like revision and homework. And so you should be making your lucky stars and encouraging them.
What would you say then is the next stage? So he's 7 now. What's the next stage of things for him?
Okay, so if he's into that kind of small world play, construction stuff is great. So there's the Lego Meccano, again, those kind of taking it up a level. So he's actually creating the objects that form the part of the play. So he makes the things, so either sort of clay modelling, like modelling stuff, or engineering stuff, connects, Meccano.
Quite like the new Hero Factory, you know, there's the Lego, but more like a Meccano plus Lego.
Yeah. And the motorised stuff's good because you can get a bit more play value. So yeah, all of that I'd say definitely encourage. And the only thing I would say, if he tends to play on his own, is to try and encourage him to do it with somebody else, because then you're developing the social skills as well.
But he's here today with, what's the other guy? Who's he here today with?
I've got Caitlin here. Tom's at another birthday party.
Oh, wow.
He's at a bowling party.
He plays a lot with Tom, doesn't he?
Monty plays a lot with Tom. And they play well, but they've been playing well together in this type of way since they were...
Yes. It shows that it's important to get it start early with that sort of shared play.
So yesterday they came around and Monty and Tom set up a whole police city scene with all the Playmobil stuff.
Wow. Thank you so much for your time. We need to stop because someone's been ambushed with a toy Tonka truck. Thank you so much for your time, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Amanda.
No problem. Cheers.
Tom's always been the same. He's always loved him.